Farmers are getting older. That's according to some recent census data. While Jerry and Paula Perrin, who are both in their 70s, might fit into that typical demographic for farmers, what sets them apart is that they're relatively new to the game. EarthEat's Mark Chilla has this profile of their J&P Heritage Farm.
At Jerry and Paula Perrin's farm in Spencer, Indiana, they have amassed a menagerie of animals, including turkeys, guinea fowl, and some fin sheep. Those, though, they're raising just for the fleece.
We would have a hard time butchering them because they're so darling.
The minute we come out the door, the lambs will start moving towards us, calling us.
However, their pride and joy are their American guinea hogs. They raise these hogs for meat, yes, but there are also a number of mainstays on the farm used only for breeding. These hogs get names.
So we have Fred and Ethel and Emma.
American guinea hogs are a rare breed, different from your average commercial hog. And as Jerry and Paula have found out, these hogs are special, and not just because of their prized meat.
These guys are just very friendly. They know their names. I can call Emma, and Ethel and Fred will stay, and Emma will come.
Well, our biggest hog right now is Fred. He's our principal boar. He's the mating giant. Fred is maybe 300 pounds, but he probably won't get any bigger than
maybe
that.
Maybe 400. He is huge. He's a big boy.
Big is a relative term, though. Compared to what you'd see on your average commercial farm, American guinea hogs are actually fairly small.
They never get huge like the, I call them industrial hogs, right? You'll never see a guinea hog get to 600 to 800 pounds.
But Jerry and Paula prefer these smaller hogs, and there's a reason for that.
We just can't imagine dealing with 800 pounds of hog. We're in our 70s, and you know, you don't mess with an 800-pound hog.
Jerry and Paula, you see, are retired. Farming is something that they only took up after retirement. For most of their life, they lived in Denver, where they worked in education.
Because we love kids, we decided, well, we'll just take up animals. And we just love them, but you have to also support yourself.
What started out as more or less a hobby in retirement has grown into this small, sustainable business. They wanted to gain something more out of their farm, and that's when they became involved in the farm-to-table movement. They brought their hogs first to the attention of our very own Chef Daniel Orr of Farm Bloomington.
One day, about a year ago, we stopped in here for lunch, and I asked to talk to Chef Daniel, and when I mentioned American guinea hog, he said, when you have one that's ready for processing, call me.
It took over a year for that hog to get to the right size, which is pretty slow, but that's all part of the American guinea hog's appeal.
They mature much more slowly than the production hogs, and the end result is that they're worth the wait because their meat is red, not white, and it's just surpassingly wonderful.
J&P Heritage Farm is part of what you might call the slow food movement, using high-quality feed to produce high-quality local meat.
These guys are getting very good food, and I think that's why the flavor of the meat is more mellow, a little richer.
But raising hogs means growing that food, and they've learned quickly that it requires an extensive knowledge of what grows well on the land. The farm has been an ongoing learning experience.
Just makes me spend a lot of time thinking about how to improve the pasture, grow better grass, more nourishing grass, so that means more legumes.
J&P Heritage Farm only began to make a profit after about 3 years. As retirees, Jerry and Paula are not really interested in achieving that huge profit margin. They instead prefer to keep their operation, like their hogs, small. For EarthEats, I'm Mark Chilla.